Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Concealing health care prices from American consumers. In other words, when you get that bill for something that comes from the doctor or the hospital, you didn't expect it. Well, that may soon be a thing of the past. There was a major development this past week that will help any informed patient save a lot of money. Joining us now, and we've been following this for some time, to discuss this big price transparency initiative, Cynthia Fisher, founder of PatientRightsAdvocate.org. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Paul, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming back on because we've talked about this before, and I know you've been pushing for this for a long time. What's going to change now for people because of this executive order that essentially requires insurance companies to disclose the actual cost for common tests and procedures?
Well, Paul, I am overwhelmingly overjoyed to speak with you and your listeners today because just last week, as you said, President Trump and the Trump administration finalized the executive order and the rules to make healthcare price transparent system-wide. And that means that hospitals are going to have to disclose their discounted cash prices as well as their negotiated rate with insurers. And then starting in 2022, insurers are going to have to post online everywhere what they will pay, what the coverage is, what our cost sharing is in advance of our care. So system-wide in healthcare, price transparency will become a reality starting with hospitals January 1st, 2021. That's right around the corner. And then January 1st, 2022, insurance companies. And there's no reason why a great competitor doesn't start earlier. So now consumers of healthcare will be able to know before we go, and we will be in charge. We have the freedom now to be in charge of our health decisions to protect not only our health, but to protect our savings and our spending, protect our wealth. This is a huge win for the American consumer.
How will consumers be able to access this information, though? I mean, I can't imagine it's part of the upfront discussion when your doctor says you need X test and oh, by the way, it's going to cost you this. How are we going to find that price?
Well, they're going to have to all post their prices and be price transparent online so that we should be able to shop online and see before we even go to our doctor whether we want to go to that doctor. And when we're with that doctor, you can imagine that once this is all posted online, it's machine readable, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to unleash competition. And you're going to see the technology sector come in to create mobile applications, just like we have in the airline industry where we go to Orbitz or we go to Priceline or Travelocity or TripAdvisor to go seek a price, right? So we can look at price, and that will usher in quality differentiation and outcomes data. So when we can see all of that online, we will be able to compare within a market where to go for care. And when we have big hospital systems that are acting like monopolies, or we have a limited number of insurance carriers, we'll be able to actually see what's happening across the country, and we'll be able to negotiate as a consumer to say, hey, wait a minute, at Oklahoma Surgical, like the woman in Georgia did and told us already, she saw they posted $3,600 for a surgery. She was quoted $40,000 from her hospital. So she got her hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, to match the price in Oklahoma Surgical because they have been price transparent there for 12 years, charging one price for one patient, all patients. And this will be the future. You can imagine how it will reduce the cost of care and coverage.
What's been the biggest obstacle in getting this executive order? And by the way, we should also point out that you were working on a bill before Congress as well. They were debating this, but now the president has signed an executive order. What's been the biggest obstacle in getting some sort of approval for an end to these surprise medical bills?
Well, you know, let's be honest. This is campaign season, and in Congress, the biggest obstacle has been the lawyers and the lobbyists, right, pressuring the senators and on both sides of the aisles to not come on board. And President Trump, actually 2 years ago, we got to bring patients forward and business owners and price transparent surgeons and doctors to show not only the problem in healthcare by being blind and blindsided and then having to pay with a blank check. They listened. And within 12 months, they got the executive order. And now 12 more months have passed that they've actually finalized the order to make it into rule. So it starts as January 1st. But, you know, I will give credit to the Trump administration, Paul, because the president and Secretary Azar and at the cabinet level in Department of Labor, they listened. They listened and they acted and they got it done. And we can tell you as patientrightsadvocate.org that all the people that advocated to both the administration and Congress, their voices mattered. Democracy works. And moving forward, the Trump administration has said it's pretty likely that this will stick and stay because it's a 90% issue, bipartisan, supported by all Americans surveyed. So they think it's going to stay in spite of where the lobbyists and the lawyers of the healthcare industrial complex put pressure on Congress not to act. But the good news is there is a law called the healthcare there's a bill in the Senate and in the House called the Healthcare Price Transparency Act that could make it permanent for generations to come. But we are encouraged from what we learned from the administration thus far, and that once January 1st comes into play and prices start to be shown, it will unravel the Gordian knot and pull back the curtains of opacity.
Mm-hmm. Be very interesting to see that happen. Where can we get more information on this?
Your listeners can go to patientrightsadvocate.org to learn more and share their own story.
All right, we'll check it out. Cynthia, thanks so much for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, that's Cynthia Fisher, the founder, CEO of patientsrightsadvocate.org, executive order signed by the president last week that now makes it a requirement to let consumers know up front what their medical bills are going to be.